At the National Cotton Council's mid-year board meeting, Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, delivered a Washington update to provide members with an overview and status report on a number of the policy issues on which the council continues to be focused. Langley joins us today with a recap from the meeting.
Looking ahead to the policy objectives for the remainder of 2016 and moving into next year, at the top of the list continues to be efforts to try to get cottonseed designated as an oilseed and included in the Title I programs of the Farm Bill. In addition to the cottonseed work, continuing efforts on the agricultural appropriations front to make sure the cotton industry's priorities are fully funded in that legislation when Congress takes up a spending bill, most likely after the November elections during the lame duck session, when they may have to combine a number of the individual spending bills into one broad package and pass that as an omnibus piece of legislation, since the individual funding bills have not been approved yet. In the interim, though, when Congress returns in September, they'll have to pass a stopgap spending measure that will fund the government starting October 1, likely until sometime in December, at which point they'll have to make a decision on passing the broader long-term legislation that will fund the government for the remainder of the fiscal year 17.
Langley goes on to explain the work the council has done with the FDA.
Some of the other issues that we're focused on include working with the Food and Drug Administration to try to address some issues with their animal feed rule that is part of the Food Safety Modernization Act implementation. Under this specific rule, it deals with cottonseed and the cotton gins and what requirements would be placed on those facilities to comply with this legislation. Specifically, the rulemaking makes a distinction between gins that are owned by producers or cooperatively owned versus those that are owned by individuals as a private entity and therefore not considered to be farmer owned. This distinction, we believe, is invalid and there should be no difference in how gins are treated under this rule regardless of ownership structure. So we've been working with FDA to try to address this, and just last week FDA issued several notices including an opportunity for additional comment and input on how they make this distinction about the farm definition and specifically looking to make adjustments in how this rule would apply to cotton gins and cottonseed storage. So we'll be working with FDA officials starting again in September to try to get the clarification needed so that gins are not inappropriately caught up in this rulemaking. The other thing that FDA announced last week is the implementation or the effective date of this rule would not be until January of 2019 at the earliest for cotton gins. So we have a substantial amount of time to continue to work and hopefully successfully address this issue.
And finally, when it comes to the EPA,
we're also continuing our focus with the Environmental Protection Agency to get EPA to approve the new product labels so that dicamba and 2,4-D can be used over the top of the new cotton varieties that include those herbicide-tolerant traits. And so our focus now with EPA is to try to get that label approval in time for the 2017 growing season. And there's going to be an enhanced effort with the administration to try to get that done as soon as possible.